The Sounding Board presents Damo's Dish with Damien Barrett. Thanks to Cobram Estate, Australia's most awarded extra virgin olive oil, grown, harvested and first cold pressed in northern Victoria.
And it's Damo's Dish time. Thanks to Cobram Estate, premium Australian extra virgin olive oil. I'm excited for our trip up to the harvest. You and I going up early May together, which will be very cool for the full lunch experience at Cobram Estate and to actually see the harvest.
It's harvest time, is it?
It's harvest time. We get to see it in action, Damo.
I'll be quite excited about it.
Be unique. And it is Australia's most awarded extra virgin olive oil, grown, harvested and first cold pressed in northern Victoria.
And it was a kitchen staple long before we've become friends too.
It was.
Oh, yeah, yep. Absolutely, for years, almost since they first started. Now, I did a snapper last week and you rolled your eyes. It wasn't really keen. Now, I know you like this one, lamb shoulder.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. So it's a difficult piece of meat if you don't know what you're doing. I say that because it's very bony and you want to give it time. And some people laugh when I say you got to cook it for 6 or 12 hours. This one's a minimum 6, okay? Minimum 6, and you probably want to go 12, all right?
Yep.
So get as big a piece.
You've got to supervise 6, though. You can put it in and then.
Oh, that's the thing. That's the beauty of slow cooking. Yeah. And then, yes, but so get as big a lamb shoulder as you want. But again, as always, quality, whatever you can afford.
What time of day are you putting it in?
Well, you can do this overnight if you trust your oven and there's no danger in doing it overnight. Anyway, you need to do a marinade first. So you want to get, and again, I vary it every time, but here's a staple. Get some rosemary, make it fresh. With oregano, they make it dry. And again, I'll get you to go online to get your own quantities of that. You don't need a lot of the oregano, but use dried oregano, but fresh rosemary. Garlic, as much as you want. Sometimes 8 or 10 cloves, just whole, or 2 or 3 minced, but again, fresh. You also always need the salt, pepper, and then you need the Cobram Estate. And you want mix that together first, but then rub it into the lamb. Use your gloves if you're worried about your hands, but rub it in.
How long for?
Again, minimum 2 hours, but sometimes 24 as a marinade.
What, rub it for 2 hours?
No, rub it in and then let it sit for 2 hours. Let it sit in the fridge for two hours.
It's a long time.
sore hands. Let it sit there for up to 24 hours, but I'll give it as much time as you can. If you're time poor and you need to get it in the oven, just do it and get it in the oven. Yep. And then, but the key to this is you want it down low. Now, I try and do about 110 degrees, 120 degrees, but it's going to take a long time. So you put a couple of onions as a base, Hutchie, just cut up a heap of onions. Use them as a base and then put the lamb on top of that. Now, you can put some, at this stage, white wine or a light red wine in just down the base, or a stock, maybe a chicken stock, or just plain water. There'll be enough flavour coming through that lamb over the next 10 to 12 hours of cooking that you won't need to worry too much. But I like a bit of a wine base just to give it that bit of an extra oomph in the sauce. And then just let it go. Put a bit of baking paper over the top and then seal it with foil.
Yep.
And just let it go. Check it every 2 to 3 hours if you're doing it for 12 hours.
When you say check it, just open up a bit and have a look.
Take it out of the oven, take the foil off, take it all over, spoon the sauce back out. There's a marinade that's dripping over it. Yeah, the liquid. And then when you're finished with it, let it just rest for a little bit. But ultimately, after 12 hours at that temperature, all you need is a couple of forks and just peel the meat off the bone, and the bone should almost just come out
soft,
clean. Yeah. And then you can have it any number of ways. You can have it as a roast if you want with your traditional roast, or you could serve that as a Greek souvlaki style of cooking if you want to go down that path. There's so many ways you can use it.
Which way do you use it normally?
On the weekend when we did it, we did the Greek souvlaki. So just shredded the meat and then had the Greek salads and the pita bread. And
did you buy the pita bread and then?
Bought that, yeah. Have made it once or twice myself, but it's good quality.
Roll it up and
Yeah.
Loved it?
Loved it.
Yeah.
Loved it. And lots of leftovers.
How many helpings?
Yeah, lots of leftovers. I still had it a little bit for lunch today, actually, on day 3 of it. It'll last for probably not much longer.
On the toast the next day?
You could do it on the toast if you want to. Yep.
Yep.
And I didn't add lemon there, but you can add lemon through that marinade if you wanted to. You can add paprika. Just get adventurous.
Jalapenos?
I wouldn't put jalapenos on that one. You can put it when you have your souvlaki. You can put your chili through then. Yeah. I think you're taking the you-know-what now, but I had you for a little bit.
I ask you about jalapenos every time just to see if you ever work out that I'm...
or as Spud described them on Triple M one
year. Jalapenos.
Jalapenos. That was the dish, Hutchie, for
it was.
Cobram
that
Estate.
That was Damo's Dish, thanks to Cobram Estate. Premium Australian extra virgin olive oil.
Thanks for listening to Damo's Dish with Damien Barrett. Send us your suggestions or recipe tips to thesoundingboard@sen.com.au. It's all thanks to Cobram Estate, Australia's most awarded extra virgin olive oil, grown, harvested, and first cold pressed in northern Victoria.